Veritas Academy was chosen by Niche as the number one Christian and private school in Northern Virginia and third in the state of Virginia. Have coffee with the headmaster every Tuesday morning. Schedule your visit now. VeritasAcademyDC.com. VeritasAcademyDC.com.
Patrice Onwuka is here all morning. It's a busy morning.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're here, Patrice.
It is. It's been quite a roller coaster of emotions kind of morning.
It has. And one could also call our life in the D.C. area over the last several weeks
a bit
of a crazy train.
Yes.
Because everything we learn in this Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial can be described as a crazy train.
Yeah.
This relationship is disturbing, to say the least.
Almost a dumpster fire. Almost.
There you go. I can't get over the fact that she recorded hours of their conversations privately.
Sick and twisted.
I search Meredith every night for a recording device now. Caroline Patricus joins us, reporter for ABC 7, covering the crazy train. And I see a light at the end of the tunnel here on the train tracks. Caroline, thanks for joining us.
I am cracking up. It is 7:30 in the morning, and I am dying laughing over here at you guys.
That's what
that's
we
good.
Do. You got to laugh, otherwise you're crying these days. All right, so what
exactly.
Is it true? Promise me, please. Closing arguments happening now?
Right. Oh, my gosh. Yesterday when the trial basically ended, basically testimony, you know, judge said, this is all the evidence you're going to hear. She released the jury at noon, and I was like, I took a breath. I was like, I can breathe.
Giant breath. And sigh of relief. So what?
Closing arguments today. It'll be a very quick day. I think the attorneys are going to, you know, go at it today. And then the case will be handed over to the jury for deliberations. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we will get a verdict until, well, I have no idea when. Mm-hmm. I mean,
okay.
you've got to imagine 6 weeks of evidence.
Yeah.
It's going to take a while.
As I've mentioned, that's longer than CNN Plus was around. It's amazing.
That's true. And the careers that were staked on it. So what has been, I mean, we've seen a parade of celebrities. And we recently just had Kate Moss, what was it, on Thursday, testifying on Johnny Depp's behalf. So, you know, who are the biggest stars and whose side did they help?
Oh, that's a great question. Yesterday, while Amber Heard was on the stand and the second time during her rebuttal, when she was being cross-examined by Camille Vasquez, who is going to be the most famous attorney in... I've heard people compare her to, like, the O.J. Robert Kardashian attorney.
Yeah.
But anyway, but while she was being cross-examined, she was like, you didn't think that Kate Moss would come testify, did you? You know, and she was like, oh, I know that hundreds of people will come out the woodwork for Johnny Depp. Yes. So, yes, he's had a lot of people on his side.
Well, that sort of helps Johnny Depp's case here, I think, in terms of defamation. Because let's face it, if people know that this guy is an abuser and a domestic batterer, no one's going to come to his defense. But here his ex. By the way, I just want you to know that 98% of my exes would totally come to my defense.
Mm-hmm.
There's that one 2%. That's really problematic that I just hopefully I'll never get into trouble. But what do you think? Does the evidence support? Again, you've been following it closer than I have. But my instinct here is that I think Amber Heard might be in trouble here the way this trial has unfolded.
I think so, but at the end of the day, I was just keeping up with Twitter and whatnot, and someone said something like, Johnny Depp is the first man to be, like, quote, uncanceled. Mm. I mean, people are really on his side, even if he doesn't win this case. You just know. I mean, I actually really feel bad for her because even if she, I mean, somebody's lying. At the end of the day, somebody is lying. She's quoting that, you know, he hit her so many times she couldn't count, but he wears these rings on his fingers, and then he's on the stand saying he's never ever hit her.
Yeah.
Hmm. At the end of the day, somebody's lying. I don't know where this is going to go, but I am so interested to see.
Yeah.
So let's say the jury sides with him, you know, and grants grants what he's suing for. Now, from what I understand, Heard has filed a $100 million countersuit. Now, do you think that the results in his favor in this defamation case would pretty much sink or tank her countersuit?
I don't think so. To be honest, if I had to really give my opinion, I think this is going to be like a mistrial.
Really? Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You mean like a hung jury kind of thing?
Exactly. Like, oh, interesting.
Exactly. I said it from the beginning. I was like, I guarantee 6 weeks. After 6 weeks, this thing's just going to be like tossed out.
Oh, no. Well, then they might have another trial, Caroline. Well, I don't know if I can handle another one of these.
More celebrities in this area is not a bad thing, guys. Yeah,
actually,
right?
Yes, it would be. All right, we're going to watch this. We'll see what the judge. Are they going? Do we know? Will they have the weekend off and then they'll start deliberating on Monday? Have they told you yet?
On Tuesday.
Of course, because of the holiday.
Right. Long weekend.
Oh, boy. Yeah. All right. Well, Caroline, our long national nightmare is coming to an end.
Thank you, Caroline.
Always good to talk with you, Caroline. Hang in there. It is 7:43.
Making sense of your world.
I agree with everything you're saying.
News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.